Hi, I'm Marina Alves, a PhD student in Materials Engineering at the Center of Physics at University of Minho and at the International Iberian Nanotechnology Laboratory. Today, I'll be presenting about the fabrication of pre-structured substrates and copper-indium-gallium precursor deposition for copper-indium-gallium diselenide-based microconcentrated solar cells. So let's dive into the key points. Second-generation thin-film copper-indium-gallium diselenide, or CIGS, solar cells are established photovoltaic technology, achieving a power conversion efficiency of 23.3%. However, their reliance on critical materials like indium and gallium poses challenges for large-scale production, so we need new approaches to reduce the amount of materials that are used. The microconcentrator concept combines thin-film photovoltaics with concentrator photovoltaic technology by minimizing the solar cell to the micrometer range and using optical lenses to collect sunlight from a larger area to focus it onto the micro solar cells. Benefits of the microconcentrated solar cells include higher optical efficiency, lower resistance losses, compact modules, cost reductions, and diverse fabrication methods. In this work, we demonstrate the fabrication process for pre-structured substrates with arrays of holes with 200 to 250 micron diameters inside a silicon oxide insulated matrix, followed by copper indium gallium, or CIG, precursor deposition, thermal annealing of the precursor, and solenization to form CIGS absorber microdots. The microfabrication of the substrate starts by depositing the molybdenum back contact layer. Then a 1 or 2 microns insulated layer of silicon oxide is deposited. The next step is the photoresist coating, exposure by direct right laser, followed by the photoresist development. Finally, the silicon oxide is etched until it reaches the molybdenum layer. Once the fabrication of the pre-structured substrate is complete, a CIG precursor layer of approximately 1 micron is deposited by magnetron sputtering. As you can see in the surface and cross-sectional SEM images, the CIG film have islands throughout the surface. These islands are indium-rich, and they have heights around 600 nanometers. Then, the photoresist is removed, leaving the CIG precursor only inside the microdots. A thermal annealing is done before the solenization to remove possible resists that were incorporated during the sputtering to improve the precursor quality and assess the stability of the substrate at elevated temperatures. As you can see in the SEM images, when the annealing temperature is increased from 400 degrees to 500 degrees, the islands became less defined with a more homogeneous film. Also, the silicon oxide matrix did not suffer any damage during the annealing. For the solenization, we identified that the parameters have a big impact on the CIGS film. Both heating and cooling of the CVD system should be done slowly to avoid effects like blisters, cracks, and sometimes the delamination of the absorber. Two solenization processes were done: a one-stage solenization at 480 degrees for 30 minutes, and a two-stage solenization at 100 and 480 degrees, both for 30 minutes. But as you can see, the one-stage solenization resulted in a poor quality CIGS with defects. Also, during the solenization, the 1 micron silicon oxide matrix had significant damages. So to conclude, regarding the microfabrication, the pattern designs can be modified to different geometries and structures, and some of the fabrication process needed to be adapted to the type of substrate used. The thermal annealing is crucial to improve the CIG precursor quality and achieve a more uniform film, and the solenization process requires further optimization to prevent blisters and cracks in the CIGS absorber. I would like to express my gratitude to the Nanostructured Solar Cells Group at INL, the Center of Physics at University of Minho, as well as the FCT. Thank you very much for your attention.